All right, you talked about Alex Orji, and when it comes to Michigan, I mean, the phrase has always been, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. Michigan has like 4 or 5 quarterbacks. Like, JJ was the guy. He was the man. He led you to a national title, back-to-back Final Fours. How do you replace him? Who replaces him? And I guess the other question is his replacement on the roster right now?
That's the biggest question. That is the question heading into the season. I mean, I think if they're playing a game tomorrow, it is Alex Orji. I mean, that's the vibe. When you ask the players, he's always the first name they mention, you know, and then they kind of, I think I just gave something away. Then they'll mention 2 or 3 other guys. But it's like, okay, it's Orji right now. That's pretty clear. He does bring a dynamic angle of being able to run the ball. I mean, he's 235. He's bigger than Jalen Milroe. I mean, like, that's how big this dude is and how he's put together. You know, if he could get to a Jalen Milroe level where throwing the ball is serviceable and then you can complement that with the run, that would be ideal. But we just haven't seen him throw it. I mean, he's played a handful of snaps and never thrown the ball in games. Last year in the spring game, threw it here and there, wasn't overly accurate, and that's the concern. Can he tone it down a little bit? He's got a big arm. He's got a strong arm, but that's not everything. You know, Michigan fans remember Joe Milton very well. He could throw it a mile, but he couldn't complete the short passes or the ones that he needed to complete. And so everybody's waiting to see how accurate Alex Orji can be. When everybody knows the running talent is there, the size is there, that he'll be able to tote it 10 or 15 times a game if you need him to. But yeah, the accuracy is a question mark. And so I don't know how much of that you'll be able to gauge on Saturday, but I mean, if he's making good throws and he's accurate and he's on time and he doesn't turn it over, that would be pretty promising heading into the fall. So, you know, the spring football is getting ready to wrap up for most of the schools across the country. You're starting to see names here and there jump into the portal. And I'm for Michigan shopping pretty hard for a quarterback, even if it's just for more competition and depth, because you just don't know. You don't know if that guy's there right now. But I think if it's a tomorrow, it's Orji.
Okay. Precedent has been set already, because you kind of did this. Would Michigan, if one of the Ohio State quarterbacks jumped into the portal, would they look at one of those guys? Because Ohio State has, to me, 3 starters who could possibly start, but you can only play one, which means 2 guys are going to be upset and may leave. Would Michigan go after one of the Buckeye QBs?
They're cool with it with Tony Alford. I mean, I don't know why it matters if the guy's wearing a helmet or not. I mean, you're right. It's not something you see all that often, but hey, if it's a guy that can make your roster better and he's going to be definitely a better quarterback option, I don't care where he comes from. I don't know if the coaches or the staff would feel cool doing that. I could care less. I mean, if it's going to make your roster better, go get the guy. I mean, you've seen that for a handful of years now. There was the one year, I can't remember exactly which year it was, all 4 quarterbacks in the playoff were at a new school. I mean, like, that's the name of the game. If you can find a guy and he's your best option, then get him. I don't care where he's from. So I wouldn't think it would happen, but I'd be fine with it.
So, like I said, so it looks like Orji is the guy, not really tipping their hand. Now, going into the fall, Brandon, do you think that this is something that maybe – like they run 2 different quarterbacks out there, or whoever wins the job from day one, that's your quarterback? We're not playing the quarterback shuffle game.
I hate the quarterback shuffle game. You know, again, under new leadership, you've got Sharon running things now instead of Jim Harbaugh. You've got Kirk Campbell as the quarterback's coach and OC, so he's certainly going to be more involved. You know, a lot of it's a question mark, because we just haven't seen how these guys do things yet. I personally think you just find your guy and you go with him. I don't like the, you know, when they started Cade for the one game and then it was Jay. I mean, everybody knew it was going to be Jay. I'm like, just play the guy. Like, the question always was, are there things that Cade can do that JJ can't? No. Are there things that JJ can do that Cade can't? Yeah. So there's your guy. Go with him. And I think you could ask that same question about Alex Orji and the rest of the gang right now. I think we don't know. There's a lot of unknown with his game, but I feel like he does things that no other quarterback on the roster can do, and then vice versa. That's not true. So I hope if they are leaning towards Orji, they don't do any kind of like audition or anything like that. Plus, you got Texas week 2. There ain't no time for that nonsense this year. You got to have your guy, and you got to be ready to roll, especially by week 2, because that's a huge game, and Texas is, you know, they're probably one of the favorites to make the Final Four this year. So you got to be ready to roll by week two.
So I'm with Brandon Brown. He's the publisher of the Wolverine Digest. And Brandon is kind enough to join me. Brandon, I got a ton of Wolverine questions for you.
Okay.